that is intricate as hell.
I'm telling you, it is. That's that's why it's a game that's always changing. Every 3 days, there's a new war that you have to fight, and every month there is a new quest. Like, and there's new villains. There's two new villains introduced every month. With
what's the name of this game?
Contest of Champions.
I told you I saw somebody on the bus the other day. I was like, what is this man typing about on his phone? And it was, he was playing that game.
It's addictive.
I see that. Well, I mean that's just us having a regular conversation, but...
Okay, yeah. Okay, sorry. Okay, I got it. I'll put the phone down. And we'll put it down.
Welcome back, bitches.
Oh, we actually recorded.
Yeah, girl.
I thought this was just us talking.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Someone just needs a little fashion advice.
Oh, Lord, fix Jesus.
Which shirt? Black shirt or white shirt?
Black, yeah. Whitey's giving me too much power to the Caribbean. That's okay. Giving me, like, fashion. Okay. Where is he going?
He's going to a gala tonight.
Okay, bitch.
Yeah, I'm going to go. So, black shirt.
Yes.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. So, we're back.
Yes, it has been quite some time.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, and I don't even see you, really.
I know.
It's crazy, so it's nice to be in our space.
The last time I feel like we proper kicked it was...
Vegas?
In Vegas.
Which was...
A mess. But so much fun.
Also so much fun in Soquiche, and we went 5-1.
Five and one.
Number three team out of the...
In the 16, A-League. In the A-League.
Out of the 16 teams that went, we came in third. That's nothing to shake your head.
It was epic.
And what a team. What a good, amazing group of... people that truly just enjoyed each other.
Good energy, fun. That, I think, was, like, key. We all really enjoyed each other.
Yeah, we did. Oh, my God. Like, when we... And everyone loved us. when we rolled in with our shirts, our matching, like, shirts, and everyone was like...
matching shirts.
Oh, that Boston team. Yo, you... that was fun. Okay, but yeah, that's the last time we kikied, so hopefully we have more kikis to come.
Well, hello again. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. What do we got? What are we talking about?
Back to the podcast. Okay, I feel like it's appropriate for us to start with like a remember him. I don't know what is it, like a remembrance or just,
in memoriam?
Yeah, that. Okay, yep. I don't know much about him because I'm not like huge into basketball, but.
Just be mindful what you say. You don't want to make
I'm not going to be offensive. Okay. We lost like
a
sports legend.
Yes, I will give you that.
Which is sad. Him and his daughter in a tragic way.
Very sad.
It's been all over the news. I feel like at what point do they stop talking about it so that his like family can have peace?
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I'm ready to stop talking about it now.
Okay, well, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant.
I don't want that to come off as offensive, but it's... I mean,
Yeah, we just wanted to give him his props.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the best basketball players of all time. Boom. Definitely top five.
So you
I'm
said,
not sure
well,
how many of the other four have ever been accused of rape.
Girl, okay. All right.
But, sorry.
You want to get into these rails and thorns.
Skirt, pull over. Okay. I feel like that's unfair because my rose is actually Vegas.
Like, I feel like there's still some stuff you could talk about. We went on that thing, that Ferris wheel.
Oh, you know what was actually like really touching was after we did the like open bar Ferris wheel.
That was so fun.
And then when
she was pouring those.
Oh,
drinks,
she was. She loved us. She wanted us on that little.
Next time you go to Vegas, get the open bar.
It's 30 minutes. All you can drink, and you see the beautiful view of the city.
It's gorgeous.
It's amazing. But that was so fun. But when Alex Dracos got paid, like we took that picture, and then he bought that. Thing.
Oh yeah.
Like I have like a photo album of like the pictures of like that Ferris wheel. And like he like made a speech, which was like
where was I for that? You are
No, I'm not sure where you were. He made like a little speech and it was like very, very touching for someone who I'm just getting to know as like a good friend to speak highly of me.
I love him so much. Right? It's ridiculous.
But we talk about him too much. Let's not talk about
okay,
him.
Okay, next.
I'm all about not talking about him, people. But we love you.
We love you. My rose, it hasn't happened yet.
Okay, what's your rose?
It hasn't happened yet, but mine is Fort Lauderdale, which is coming up next weekend.
Oh, you're not going to be here.
I know. The tournament, it's going to be...
That's going to be so much fun. It's going to be warm.
I cannot wait for a beach, bitch.
Did you ever find a nude colored bikini?
Nope. They don't exist for people that are chocolate. With proper melanin, it does not exist.
Do you just want to look naked?
Yes.
Okay.
I want like a, okay, so y'all do some homework. If you find a chocolate brown,
yes,
like bikini tiny swimsuit, it doesn't have to be too tiny because I'm already gonna look naked.
Yep.
Let us just to know because I have Googled for like days upon days upon days and can't find one.
Okay, so Henry's in or wig. Yes. Wig is in need of a melanin colored bikini.
And if you can get it to me before the 14th, hallelujah.
Well, good luck to the three teams.
Yeah, they're
going
well,
to Fort. Yeah, well, there's the girls team
and then
two guys teams.
Yeah,
good luck to all the teams going to Fort Lauderdale. Hey. Bring home some hardware.
Hello. Okay, on to the Thorns.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will do.
Go.
Okay. Yeah, I might get booed for this, but I am upset about the lack of snow.
You see, like, I would have booed you a couple years ago, but I feel like we've been robbed of like a good snowstorm.
Yeah, like a true winter. Like I want a foot of snow, and I want to get like snowed in. I want hot chocolate and like watching.
Have y'all had any snow days this?
We had one weird snow day that like probably shouldn't have been a snow day. It was like slushy. But like I don't think we've had like pretty white winter in New England.
I agree.
And then that makes you think of global warming, which makes you think we're going to die. And so that's a thorn.
Or tans all year long.
Oh my God. So yeah, I want snow. What about you?
My thorn is, okay, so since like, I think this, I had to get surgery in this dental surgery because of an implant I had to get because of a fucked up, what do you call those things? Root canal.
Yep. Ooh.
So I had to get an implant and I'm going through, this is number three of a four-part procedure.
Oh, fucker.
That's yeah. Ooh, getting the stitches out tomorrow. And in addition to that, girl, I thought I had the corona.
Oh, my God.
I was sick as a dog, and I could have sworn I had the corona.
That's like a thing.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
It was scary.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't really that scary. I'm just being dramatic. But, yeah, that would be my thorn. Definitely dental surgery followed by the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, because you couldn't go to P-Town that weekend because you were
bleeding all over myself.
What's next?
Our hair picks.
I love a hair pick.
Okay. For all of my fellow nerds out there.
I can't with this.
Star Trek Picard, the new series that they have on CBS All Access, the little app they got. It is... so
is it excellent. With the same guy that was
Captain Picard? That's why it's called dude. Captain Picard.
Well, like Star Trek is fucking old.
It's
like,
old, yeah. So it's alive. It's Professor.
Oh, it's Professor X.
Yeah, girl.
I love it.
He's still around. He's still kicking, and he is doing. I mean, it's just beautiful. It's very well acted,
and you can't watch it on TV. Like,
no,
so it's like an app that you could like. Throw it on the TV.
Yeah, you can stream it on there.
Okay.
Some TVs have like CBS app, whatever, not CBS All Access. But girl, it is so
really
good. Even if you don't like Star Trek.
Which I don't.
It's do you like Star Wars?
No.
Okay. It's still got like a cute story to it, I think.
Okay.
You should
Oh my God. When I was a younger person.
This is family friendly.
Sort of.
Okay.
I did used to watch Star Trek because I used to masturbate to Will Wheaton.
Okay, I'm gonna have to Google who.
Oh
Will
my
Wheaton
God,
is.
I had such a crush.
I thought you were gonna say
him.
Because of like Whoopi Goldberg.
No. Oh my God, Will.
Oh
Wheaton.
My
Star
word.
I was like 10. And like I was like discovering my. Oh my God,
not. So you used to jack off while they're in face fighting wars, or would you just like pause it, or how did this?
Okay, so well, back in the day when there was no computers or internet, there was a magazine called Teen Beat. So I literally beat it to Teen Beat.
I am dead.
Oh my God, I can't believe I just remembered that.
David loves. I.
Oh my God.
Cannot. You were a teenager beating off to Teen Beat
magazine. Because they would have like, I mean, I don't even, I had posters of the New Kids on the Block on my wall.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you used to just jack up and look to those?
Not to those, because I think I was actually a little too young to actually discover what masturbation was when it was New Kids on the Block. Because I actually remember that house, and it was a different house I lived in. that I discovered masturbation and women.
I used to love jacking off to that show Oz. Do you remember that
that was
prison
that
show?
Was, that was very recent.
No, girl, I was in high school. So
okay, like, okay, I can give you that. I literally thought it was like 5 years ago.
I used to jack off to that all of it. You could fuck in the showers and dicks would be all out. And you don't remember that
show? I never watched it.
Oh my God. Yeah, girl. It was hot. And some of the dudes were really hot.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like muscly and, ooh, okay. Child. Okay.
We totally got off topic.
Yes, we did. Your hair pick.
Okay. My hair pick, I think, well, since you're talking about TV, and you watched, are you caught up? The Outsider on HBO? It's like criminal drama, like kid's murdered. Oh, we think this guy's guilty. And then it's like, wait a minute, there's this whole like possible supernatural thing to it, which
is
so
good.
Taking it to a whole nother level. And I enjoy murder, crime, mystery stuff. And I also enjoy supernatural. So like to merge those two things together, I'm like sucked in.
And they've got like, what's his name?
Jason Bateman.
Who I've never seen in like a serious role. I guess he had that other show, Ozark, but I haven't seen it.
Neither have I.
He is so good in it.
He's really, really good.
And is it Cynthia Erivo or is that her name?
Oh, the black girl?
Yeah,
she's
girl.
Really, really good.
Why she gotta be black?
Because she's black.
Because she's black.
Oh, she's really, really good.
So with those big old dookie braids.
Yeah. And she's, and I think, I believe her character is supposed to be autistic.
I didn't know that. I don't know anything about.
Did you have you like all those like tics that she has and those like
I didn't
where
know.
She needed to sit in that seat at the bar?
I didn't know. I have no idea. That's a symptom of.
It's autism takes all different like shapes and forms, and that what she has is like a type of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So if there's
that adds something even more,
and the fact that she knows all those numbers,
right.
like at all those dates, like that's a thing. We used to have a student in school who, he was autistic, but like his first thing would be like, "Hi, Mr. Lopes, how are you?" And he would be like, "Your birthday is May 19th, 1978.
Wow.
He could do that with every person he ever met in the school. He would ask you, "When's your birthday?" Among all the questions he would ask you.
Holy
and
my
like,
girl.
He's graduated like 3 years ago, but if I saw him, he would remember my birthday. He would remember people that came back from like for a retirement party that from 2 years ago and be like, "Oh, Laura, your birthday is da, 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 da."
Why you gotta sound like that? No, but that's incredible. I had no
but,
idea
yeah,
that was.
It's fascinating. It is so fascinating how the minds of, I mean, there's students that have special needs, but there's like, they're so special in great aspects
wow.
as well. So, yeah.
Educational
moment of the podcast.
Hello. Teachable lesson. I will just preface, don't watch that show at night. I have had the worst night's sleep because I've been trying to catch up this week. Like,
oh my God.
The worst night's sleep.
I don't get
that show creeps me out.
Does it?
It's good.
Oh, it is
creepy.
So creepy. Oh, should we do music?
Yeah, let's talk about some music. There's been a lot of good, fun music.
There really
came out.
Like, there's been a lot, but we can't talk about them.
No.
Got to keep the podcast out of an hour. Let's
yes.
try.
Okay. Oh. Meghan Trainor had an album.
Album? Yes, she has an album.
What's that girl? Girl, Kesha.
Go.
It's a yawn.
It's awful.
Like, bye, girl.
And I love her. I love her. That Raising Hell.
I mean, that's a fun song.
That is. And there's one song like BFF or something like that, which is like really cute. But it's that's Raising Hell.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But there's like a slower like BFF song that like makes me think about BFFs and stuff, which is like emotional. But the album is a yawn.
Mm-hmm.
So like for all you Kesha fans, like, I'm sorry. I love her and I wanted better. But
don't waste your time.
And Meghan Trainor is also another one of my favorites.
Yeah, that one was a good album.
Evil Twin, so good.
I think the whole album.
And the whole album
really
is good.
Cute.
And she had the duet with the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, she's got
my
that.
Genetics.
She's got
my
a fun
genetics.
Song with Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Like, okay, so good for Meghan Trainor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just have to say this really quickly. Carly Rae Jepsen dropped not an album, but a song.
A
new jam today.
A new bop.
Called Let's Be Friends. And for anyone who has, like, been in the dating scene and, like, you do that whole thing where, like, you, like, try and make the connection, but you know it's not there.
That's why you said what you said.
And then it's like, yeah, like, let's be friends, like, and then you literally never talk to the person again. Mm. Like, and it's literally a lyric in the song. It's gotcha. It's so funny. But, it's, I mean, it's Carly Rae Jepsen, so it's definitely, like, a bop.
I need to give her a listen.
So it's very, very, very cute. I give it props.
New Music Friday was Keish, too, so, I mean, if you got the time, girl, get to listening.
We got all the stuff.
Okay, quick commercial.
Yeah, it's commercial time.
All right. Okay, so do you think you have the charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent?
Girl, I've been a captain.
Yes!
Since the dawn of time. Yes, I do. The dawn of time, yes, buddy. I do. And I think I may put my hat in for the 2020 spring season.
I put my hat in and I literally said, I've got the...
Wait, did you already apply?
Yeah, girl, I did. Good yesterday. I said I got the C-U-N-T.
Ah, yes!
Calling all captains.
Calling all captains.
If you think you got what it takes to...
To lead a team, yeah. To organize socials, to...
Change lives.
Change lives, educate your teammates on flag football, build a family.
Yeah.
You have until Monday, February 17th, to submit your application to the board.
Get it done, y'all.
Check out your latest e-zone, and if you have any questions or concerns, shoot an email to Scott Williams, who is the 2020 Director of Captains, at scott.williams@flagflagfootball.com, and he can answer any and all your questions.
Not about, all.
Well, about being captain. Any questions about being captain this coming spring season.
Love it. Bring the new blood. It's worth it.
Holla.
Okay, let's get into the meat and potatoes now that we've just gone on and on and on.
I know. And we still got to try and keep it under an hour.
Yes. Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was a cute Super Bowl. I mean, I was bummed that my Patriots...
You really don't like Mahomes, huh? Okay.
I don't get me started.
So just give me three things that you don't like about him.
I feel like he's like too, he's almost taking it for granted. I feel like he thinks his shit don't stink, that he is the shit. And there was a story I read when they were here, his white girlfriend had all this shit to say about Boston fans and how rude and disrespectful.
She said his white girlfriend.
And all that shit. So I was not happy with that.
That's enough right there.
And like, I've always, and he kind of has my hair.
Okay. It was a really good game, wasn't it?
It was a good game. Like the 49ers dominated for three quarters.
They just like, I think they got exhausted.
Yeah. Don't get
playing,
exhausted.
They were playing so some well. Really good football. And then it seemed as though they all of a sudden were gassed and they like couldn't figure it out after that.
Yep. I was bummed about it.
But a fun game nonetheless.
A good game. Like, sure, it was well watched.
The Kansas City Chiefs from the great state of Kansas.
Oh, my God.
Hugh Irons.
That was ridiculous.
Moron. Anywho. Let's get into some of the commercials. There were a lot of really good as per use.
Yeah, I mean, it's commercial time. Yeah. You better show up.
Hello.
I mean, some companies did not.
Mm-mm.
But many did. Did you have, like, personal faves?
I thought the Jason Momoa one. Is his name Momoa? Momona? Yeah. Whatever. I thought his was, like, really cute.
He's so beautiful.
He's hot. And in addition, like, him, it was weird. It was interesting, but I thought it was, like, it made you watch the whole commercial and be like, yeah,
yes,
honey.
It made you, like, swoon.
Right.
And then also made you laugh and, like, yeah, made you watch.
That Uber commercial where, like, all... Didn't know it was an Uber commercial at first. It was like Alexa talking to Alexis. And
like the vacuum cleaner that could talk to the dryer and the washer.
The little thing on the floor was laughing.
It was like the smart
thing.
Smart thing. Smart machine. Smart electronics. Smart.
All just
jibber-jabbering
with one another.
Yeah. And then the guy comes back to grab his beer and they're like, be smart. Take
it
an
was
Uber.
Everything.
It was great.
So
great
cute.
Commercial. I personally loved the Hyundai commercial that was. It was
oh
like
my God.
Packing and Boston.
The Boston packing.
What about Dorchester?
Packed.
What about Fenway?
Packed.
Like, if you weren't for, like, 95% of the country was probably like, this is awful. I hate Boston, and everyone from there.
I had no idea that all of those people were from, I'm assuming they were all from Boston, right?
They're all at Boston
Ties. I had no idea.
I thought that one was hilarious.
That was
good. And then I would say, like, my second favorite one was, for two reasons, was the Alexa commercial that was with Ellen and Portia.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that
one,
was adorable.
Like, yay, lesbian couple, yeah. Like, being on the national stage.
You know what? I didn't think about that.
Really?
Yes.
Like, I mean, because you
it's
think
it's become so
normalized, yeah. But think about all the people that watch Super Bowl. So many of them are from those states, from those counties that probably voted for Trump. Now that this is a political show. But also the fact that that is a real fight people have.
Yeah.
Like, she's like 70 degrees, which is way too fucking hot.
Me and Jill have that fight with
at 64. Alexa, 70 degrees.
She loves a cold house, child.
Because I like a cold house.
I like a nice, comfortable, chilly house. The cold is a different story. That was a really, really cute commercial.
That was good. And also, like, the Tom Brady one.
Oh, my God.
It answered all. Well, it didn't answer the speculation, but it's the reason why he had that infamous Instagram pic last week. Oh, my God. Is this sign he's coming or going? Like, no, people,
he
calm
said,
down.
I ain't going nowhere.
It's a Hulu commercial. But he did say he's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I agree. I believe that Tom Brady will stay in New England.
I think
until
it would just
retires.
Be really weird if he were to go somewhere else for like, what, two? How long does he think he's going to last?
45. So
he wants to play for five more years?
No, he's my age. He has three more years.
He's 42?
I think he just turned 42, or he will be 42 like this year.
So he's going to go somewhere for three more years. It's like, now sit down,
yeah.
Buy a house again, tell Giselle to relax.
Yep. I understand moving, like, maybe you want to change the scenery. Maybe you want someplace warm, but you want to experience something different. You could still play for the Patriots and live in Connecticut.
Tell them, girl. Stop playing with the people.
Yeah, right? Let us know. Stay, Tommy. Stay.
Okay, so did you have, like, a least favorite?
Yes. The peanut commercial was awful. They, like, hyped up the death of Mr. Peanut. Like, and that's just sick and twisted to kill an old person. Like, for no apparent reason.
And a cartoon.
Yeah. And then baby Peanut, oh, like, so cute, is basically Baby Yoda.
Oh, my God. I did not put
Planters Peanut, get more creative with your advertising.
They tried
to, like, play on the whole, like, oh, my God, this whole Baby Yoda thing is, like, a thing. Like, let's copy them and make a baby peanut. Like, you fake. You're dumb. You were imitation.
The baby,
like,
peanut was cute, though, wasn't he?
He was cute, but he's not as cute as Baby Yoda.
No, Baby Yoda
You will always be second best.
Oh. All right. Thoughts on halftime, girl. I mean, what is there not to say about the halftime show? They lit that stage.
It was great.
Up, burnt it to a crisp.
It was great.
And then blew away the ashes.
And I am not the biggest fan of J-Lo or Shakira.
Either?
No.
Really?
No.
I've always loved that Shakira girl.
I know.
J-Lo, like, takes me through, like, roller coasters of, oh, I'm into it, oh, I'm not into it.
I believe she has great songs, and there's some songs that I jam out to, but she's not one of my all-time divas. Also, I think it's also because she's also said some not-so-nice things about Madonna, and if you fuck with Madonna, I will kill you.
Okay, you heard that here first.
So that is why I don't like J-Lo.
But the show itself was...
The show was great. So. She put on a great show. Her from dancing on the pole.
Okay, do you think she won or Shakira won? It definitely wasn't equal. I know who won, but I just want to know what you got to say.
Honestly, I think Shakira
won. Okay.
Let's start talking
about Madonna. You thought Shakira won that?
She was, okay, afterwards, she was probably the most memed thing
Shakira
in the universe.
Okay.
People could not stop. I don't think Shakira was better than J-Lo.
No, definitely.
Like, J-Lo was better. Also, I think she was probably paid more and had
probably.
And like, she was the headliner.
I thought that Shakira also came out lip syncing for part of it.
I think they both did. I don't think it.
But like, J-Lo sang the whole thing and sang the house down. When she hit that, after doing all that dancing, then she got on her knees and then she said, oh, and hit that note. I said, no, she didn't. I rewound that Super Bowl I was watching it live, like the football game live, right? Rewound the Super Bowl halftime show until there were 3 minutes left in the third quarter. I missed that entire third quarter
just rewatching. Where were you?
Here.
Oh, you
all
just chose.
By myself.
No, you should have come too.
Oh, go ahead.
I was at, that was actually a fun day. I went to Snow Bowl earlier in the day as a athletic supporter.
Snow Bowl.
I have to save all this talent for actual, in-season play. So I cheered fans on.
Yeah.
Many of our friends were playing, and it was great to see them. And then did the whole Blarney thing afterwards.
Snow Bowl with no snow. Yeah. Like a fashion show with no fashion.
Everyone's like, why aren't you playing? I was like, because there's no snow. When there is snow, I will put the cleats on.
Okay.
Give me Snow Bowl snow. And that's nothing to do with league. It's Mother Nature. That she's a bitch.
Being rude.
Blarney was really fun.
Was it popping?
It was popping. Blarney was popping.
And then Shangela was not there.
Shangela was not there. But you know who graced us with their presence? The special guest was
Shangela.
Oh my god. Oh, Adele Mead.
Yes, Adele Mead.
Adele Mead looking fabulous.
I love that wig, girl.
That pink wig was a great thing. So she was like the MC in the entertainment, so that was like really cute. And Blen did a great job with there were snacks at every table. It was nicely decorated. They're like obviously the huge TVs were great to watch it on. They had Super Bowl squares, drink specials.
Did you play the squares?
I spent $60 on squares.
Did you win anything?
Did not win anything. You know who actually was a big winner, who I was sitting next to and chatting and bought me a few drinks, was Michael Norton. Because if you were 0-0, you won in the second and third quarter.
Was the score 0-0?
It was like 10-10 and then 10-20. So
I really don't get how that thing, those square things work.
Some people don't. It's not that hard. I'll help you out with that.
It was a success.
So yeah, it was great. Like Glenn did a great job. The board did a great job. Adele Meat did a great job. Snowball. It was actually, I'm bummed there wasn't snow, snow, it was a fucking lovely day for some football.
It was a lovely day.
Took off my jacket and was like, dude.
Took off your jacket and relaxed your feet.
Come on down, just escape me, escape me. Just kick it. Just kick it. Little Katie Burris in the house.
Oh my word.
Wait, is that new episode out yet? Or is that this Sunday?
I don't know.
Took a 2 week hiatus.
Has it only been 2 weeks?
Maybe three. I need my Atlanta housewives.
I have been searching for them on the Juju and I'm not. Okay. That probably explains why that.
Well, they definitely were. Yeah.
Housewives Atlanta Instagram page is posting all of like the clips from good reunion clips.
Okay.
Trying to get us hyped up. Now, I guess let's get into award season.
Yeah.
We've missed some.
Yeah,
we missed talking about some. There's the Grammys. There's the Oscars.
Oh, yeah. We haven't talked about the Grammys. We haven't had the Oscars.
No.
Did we talk about the Golden Globes?
The Golden Globes are funny, but no. We don't have to talk about that.
Okay. I could talk about, what should we talk about first, the Oscars or the Grammys?
The Grams. The Grams.
Since they passed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a decent show.
Any, like, highlight performances?
Yeah, I mean, people, yes. I will say, performances-wise, for me, I would go with her. You know her?
Yes, she is a bad bitch.
She's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
She can sing. Ugh. She can play the piano. She can jam out on a guitar.
She's proper talent.
Writes
her music.
Oh, yeah.
And it's beautiful.
And I'm the first to admit, I don't like listen to her on my Spotify. She's not in regular rotation of mine. But I can sit and not know the song she is singing, but appreciate everything that is coming my way from her.
She's
For me to sit there and be like, I don't really know you. I don't know any of your songs, but I can sit there and listen to you and look at you and appreciate you. Like, you are my number one. So her was on fire.
Yeah, she was on fire. There were a lot of good performances. I really liked Billie Eilish, whatever. Her. I think I forget how beautiful her voice is just because of the weird song she does. Yeah. But her voice is beautiful.
She knows how to do it. She knows how to sing.
And it was subdued and just calm with her big old long green fingernails and her green hair.
I do have issue with her whole
her
like
fashion
look.
Is awful.
But I mean, if that's her, if that is genuine her,
somebody then, her publicist or whomever her designer.
But if that's her, don't change her.
Change it.
I just have a hard time to believe that's her. That was like people I went to high school with in 1996.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's trying to bring grunge back.
Yeah, right.
But like, not the good part of grunge.
But she's a fucking talent.
Okay, so my worst performance is, I cannot stand that Lil Nas X.
Oh.
Is that his whole name, Lil Nas X?
I think so.
Cannot stand him. Don't understand why I'm happy for him and the success that he's having. And like, I'm not hating on him, but I cannot figure out why he is famous. He can't sing. He can't dance.
That was one of the biggest songs of last year.
But that doesn't make it right.
True. But you know, and you know what I just found out like this week was that he is like Nas's little brother.
Nas who?
Come on. No. I swear to God, you were.
There's no way.
Yes. Like.
No way. Like, the rapper Nas?
Yes.
Not possible.
Yes. Not like, possible. What did Nas sing? What was.
I know they have a duet together. They just released a video.
What was like.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Okay, she gonna Google that.
Like, we gotta figure. Yeah, you keep talking while you Google it.
Also, Gwen and Blake, Gwen Stefani. And Blake.
You better be careful.
They need Gwen. Okay, Gwen Stefani used to be the jam. She needs to give it up. She can't sing. She can't sing anymore.
Her Christmas album is mad cute.
Her Christmas album was how long ago?
Like 4 years.
Yeah. To present day, she cannot sing, and it was painful. I thought. To sit there and try to watch her and Blake, who I think is so handsome, try to sing together.
It wasn't my favorite performance, but I do love myself some Gwen. And I actually think I was wrong about the whole Nas thing.
I was like, there's no way that they're brothers. What made you think that? Just because one is Lil Nas?
No, no, someone literally told me that. Someone told me that.
Lied to you.
Someone lied to me. You're not gonna like this. My least favorite performance of the 2020 Grammys goes to Demi Lovato. Oh, I thought she sucked. Girl. I thought her whole like fake crying in the beginning.
Okay, wait.
Like the piano, it's like the piano guy knew that was gonna come.
Oh my God! I thought the cry. Okay, I when it happened, I will say okay, I was like, hold the phone.
And I love Demi Lovato. I think she's a talented singer. Maybe it was too soon for her to take the stage with that song because that was an emotional song.
But even the like track, she was just doing too much screeching and hooping and hollering, less singing and more screaming off pitch.
And I would say maybe it was because she wanted to cry. And I'm sure I haven't listened to like the actual
recording is a lot of her yelling off key as well. It's like,
no.
I'm telling you, listen to it. And I
okay,
was like,
I'm gonna
what?
Give it a listen.
My ears started bleeding. Girl,
I haven't listened to the recording yet, which I assume is going to be much better. But as far as her performance on the Grammys, I did not think it was good.
But yes, you got it. We got to add the but.
She redeemed herself.
Out.
And brought probably the second best singing of the national anthem.
Honey. She got to hit that note. I was like, wait a second, is she doing Whitney Houston?
She was almost there.
She turned it out.
She was brilliant singing that at the Super Bowl. I was floored.
Same.
I was like,
chills.
Wow.
Go ahead,
wow,
girl.
Wow, wow. So Demi Lovato, you disappointed me at the Grammys. However, at the Super Bowl,
you
made
kindly.
Me get on my knees.
Praise his name. Okay, so a little bit of Drag Race, right?
Drag Race?
Yeah.
Or Oscars?
Oh, yeah, Oscars.
Oscars? Yeah. Let's do Oscars. I've been a bad Oscar viewer.
I haven't been that great this year.
I feel like I can't talk to a lot.
Okay, so of the ones, 1917, Ferrari,
haven't
Joker.
Seen it.
You saw Ferrari versus Ford, didn't you?
I did. I saw
Joker, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I believe.
Yeah, I haven't
Parasite,
seen that.
Parasite,
I haven't
even
seen
heard
that.
Of it. Irishman, Little
we
Women.
We should watch Irish. It's on fucking Netflix.
It's just 9 hours long.
Sometimes our recordings take them.
You might be right. If we can put them through,
we can put ourselves through it. I want to see Little Women.
Oh, we saw The Marriage Story together.
Yeah, we did.
Jojo Rabbit actually looked like something that I wanted to see. I don't remember.
Okay.
But it looked really funny
okay.
from what I recalled.
I thought Ford vs. Ferrari was a very, very good movie. I'm not sure if Matt Damon or...
Leo DiCaprio? Wait, who was Matt
it
Damon?
It wasn't Leo DiCaprio.
Who was Matt Damon?
Wait, who is Matt Damon or who is he?
Who is Matt Damon? Give me another movie.
Good Will Hunting. Come on.
Got it. The Talented Mr. Ripley. Yeah, yeah. He was in Ford and Ferrari?
Yeah, it was him and Christian Bale.
Oh, cute.
Their acting was so good. I think Christian Bale was better. And oh my God, I feel bad. I don't even know if they were nominated.
I want to watch 1917 like stat.
And you know what I recently found out? I think I heard it was like the whole film was one camera. I wonder if
you
get
these sources from, because you'd be hearing a lot of people be telling you a lot of things.
I heard it's one camera.
No, I'm obsessed.
Which I think would be so amazing.
Because it's also nominated for, I think, Best Editing or something, Best Cinema.
And I think it might be for that reason.
Yeah. I really want to see that. Marriage Story was quiche. We talked about her a couple, or the holiday episode.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was very, very good.
I have never heard of Parasite Girl.
It's a foreign movie.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
I want to see it, though, because it sounds like up my alley.
I wonder.
So I'm doing my Googling. No actor from Ford vs. Ferrari.
None of them.
Yeah, it makes me sad.
Two Popes was really good on Netflix.
Oh.
Anthony Hopkins for Best Supporting Role.
I would watch that.
It was really cool. I fell asleep through half of it, but what I saw was really good. Now on a Drag Race.
Yes, that's happening.
Drag Race Season 12
is at the end of the month.
She's got a lot coming. Drag Race Season 12. Then we got All Stars 5 coming. And then the celebrity drag. There's going to be an overload of Drag Race.
Oh, God. I hope she doesn't like oversaturate.
I mean, okay. But yeah, on to Season 12. Season 12 girls, your top girls?
My top girls, definitely. It's going to sound so basic. Gigi Good.
Gigi Good. Which one is that? Is that the one that looks like she's...
She looks like she could be like a 90s model.
Yes. She's giving me like that Max girl. Not that Max girl.
She kind of looks like Elizabeth Berkley.
There are a lot of lookalikes this season.
Yeah, she looks like British Vogue. She's the young one. She's like 21. And I think she like loves her mom, and her mom does like makes her clothes for her.
Oh, cute.
I think she's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
She's like a passable like.
And her stomp woman down almost. That
she
the look
worked
girl. She
every
that runway.
Bit of it. And then I think my second favorite might be for the same exact reasons. Nikki Doll.
Nikki Doll.
Nikki Doll.
Dead.
She's like. She's French. She has that like...
Oh, the French one.
She has that air about her. I'm curious to see what she brings. And the fact that, yeah. She looks like Linda Evangelista.
I think she better bring fashion. Because she's giving us straight up fashion in her little look right there.
Yeah, like, I think she's going to bring fashion. And I like a fashion queen. What about you?
Okay, Jada Essence Hall. The one that came out in like the Beyonce from the Super Bowl formation performance.
Oh,
all black with the
yes.
Girl.
She knows how to do an
eye. She go turn it. Her eyes are stunning.
Yeah, she like, yeah.
Stunning. And Dahlia Sin, the one who's Aja. What's that girl's
Aja?
Name?
Aja O'Hare.
Do you remember? No, the Aja.
Aja. Oh my God. Yes, Aja.
Aja. Aja, the one who was like the what's her name, girl from New York? Aja. Isn't Aja
You're losing me.
Aja is her mama. She was
the House of Aja.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think the House of Aja.
Yeah, Aja, her.
She was like on Season 9, I think. Mm-hmm. And on All Stars.
She was on All Stars too.
Or was it Aja is different than Aja O'Hare.
Yes.
So it's the House of Aja. Yes. Okay, yes.
Aja. I'm totally in her. She's giving me Aja realness, but like upgraded. Like she is fly already.
Okay, yeah.
I think she's where Aja was
at the end
in the All Stars. Like she's giving me life.
I hope she can bring it.
Okay, bottoms.
My bottoms. Looking over it, you know who I don't like is Aiden Zane.
Aiden Zane.
She's the one that has like the one red eye and the one normal colored eye.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
she's
yes.
like, she's like, I have no personality and I'm quiet, but I bring fashion. Like, you can't be quiet
and be our queen.
Passive.
Not
queen.
My queen.
Like, no.
No.
Like, scoot, skedaddle. No, thank you. And I would say my other bottom with like her fake Trixie Mattel eye is like Sakatumi or Rock'em Sakura.
You dumb like, fool.
She gives like
girl. I'm telling you.
She's the Japan anime Trixie Mattel.
She is going to I think she's gonna slay.
The first thing I would say out of my mouth as a judge would be, when are you going to stop looking like Trixie?
She, you said it, not I. I think she's going to be really good.
I'm sure she's going to serve great looks. I mean, I would be open to giving her a chance if on the first episode she gives me something different than
I think
Trixie.
She's going to turn it out. Well, she's going to have them eyes. Them eyes, girl.
Those are Trixie's eyes.
Okay.
But yeah, what about yours?
Jan.
Bland Jan.
Like, get out of here. She looks too Derek Barry wannabe. Like, boo, yawn. Next, yeah. Don't come back.
That was like my season one fucking.
Like, get out of here.
Oh my God. Yeah, she's so blah.
And then Jackie Cox.
Which one is Jackie Cox? She's not.
Jackie, oh, she like
Sherry Pie is like the funny white one. Jackie Cox. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's the one that looks like Tina Fey.
She reminds me of that. Yes, Tina Fey, and she reminds me of the one who's got the where's the big hair white girl. She was on Bob. I think no, she's not on Bob's season. She was friends with Bob, the drag queen, and Monet. Mm. She was on Monet Exchange's season. She had the big hair. She's awful. She's white. Oh, she's tiny from New York. Ms. Damn Cracker.
Damn Ms. Cracker.
I couldn't stand that girl.
I hated Ms. Cracker.
That's what she reminds me of, and that's why I don't like her.
Okay.
Yeah, judging a book by its cover.
Ms. Cracker.
Is there anything else on, like, Netflix you've been watching? Like, did you see Cheer?
Oh, my God. Well, you were here. I've only gotten through, like, 3 episodes. I know. I don't have time. Well, if I start a show, I will finish that show before moving on to another show.
You don't like before the whole show?
Yeah.
No, girl.
So, like, I just finished season 2 of
Sex
Education,
which was so good.
Sex Education was bomb as fuck. And I just finished season 3 of The Adventures of Sabrina. Chilling Adventures of
you
Sabrina.
You finished that? I have been waiting to watch that with you. I can't believe it.
I'm sorry.
I have been waiting to watch. I didn't realize you watched that.
Oh my God. Okay.
We watched the first episode together.
We did?
Yes, girl, downstairs. Fix all of it, Jesus.
Okay.
I forgot about Serena.
We will watch The Stranger together.
The who?
The Stranger.
Okay.
On Netflix.
I'm into it.
But Sex Education season 2 was hilarious. But I do want to start watching Cheer.
Someone pointed out on like the TVs that there are no black people, no black girls at least. In Cheer, which is like interesting. They're like some gay flamboyant black boys who'd slay it, but there is not one black girl getting tossed in the air, girl.
No.
Mm-mm. That coach is so mean.
Like,
but who doesn't love a coach like that?
I am not that coach.
I love a coach where she's like, although there are times where like folks get like hurt and she's just like strolling up. She's not even like in a rush.
I would literally be like, oh my God.
That was not her. The Taylor Swift documentary.
Have not seen that
on
yet.
On Netflix.
How was that?
Was really good.
Even if you're not a Taylor Swift fan?
I like Taylor. I'm not like a Swifty.
Yeah.
But the documentary was so
really
good.
Yeah, like, I respect her talent.
It made you respect her as a talent even more so. It was kind of like that Lady Gaga documentary where like you got you got to see why she made something, like the thing with the tweet about Trump.
Oh, yeah. Like, okay, yeah.
Her and her, that charge she had, yep. Or the legal thing she had about being...
Oh,
like,
that she was all in that.
Her too, she too, me
yep,
too.
Me too.
That. It was really, really, really interesting. And I
just hope they're being as brutally honest as they can be about themselves.
It did seem that way.
Good. I mean, musical documentaries have come a long way.
Yeah. You get an insight of who this girl is. And to watch her, like, grow, she's, like, an adult now, which is... Because I couldn't stand her because I was, like, this young little blonde child. But now she's, like, an adult, like, making adult decisions. She's still rich as fuck, you dirty.
Oh, jealous. Jealous.
Really good to watch.
Have you ever seen Madonna's Truth or Dare?
I believe so. Wait, is that the one where she had... Remember that best friend she had with, like, the big nose and the... teeth that was also a lesbian.
Yeah, Sandra Bernhardt.
Is she in that?
A little bit, yeah. And she like Richard.
And the Warren have,
Beatty's
like, those,
in
like,
there, and it's all behind the scenes yeah. stuff.
Is like, it all that black was and like, white?
Most of it is.
Yes.
But it's like, all that. That is a good documentary.
Oh, we should watch that.
I would love to watch that. I haven't watched that in years.
Same.
I love documentaries about
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The Amy Winehouse one is so good.
That was, is so
yeah.
So good.
Like,
and that was another one. Like, loved Amy Winehouse.
And I
was
didn't, like, I actually didn't like her.
What?
Yeah, and you know who dragged me to that? Was Connor.
You did not like Amy Winehouse?
I didn't. I was like, who's this drunk bitch on my TV?
Oh, my and then, word.
And then even after she passed, I was like, yeah, no, it doesn't affect me.
David.
And I'm going to hell. But then Connor was like, no, I really want to watch it. Like, let's go.
It was really good.
And I
y'all
was,
went to the theaters.
We went to the theaters Same. And watched it in Somerville.
I think I may have seen that with Wiglet / Kaden.
And I literally sat there and I was like, oh my God. Like, I was blown away by her talent and the fact there was so much imagery and recordings of her at such a young age.
Yeah.
Like, when she was singing Happy Birthday at, like, her friend's 18th birthday.
That's one thing like, that I, like, did not do a lot as a... We didn't take a lot of videos as a child. Do you have, like, a lot of videos? Like, home videos?
Not appropriate ones.
Oh, you... Okay. On to our Bend and Snaps!
Yes, Bend and Snap.
Well, speaking of but not appropriate, the Holistic Spa Honey Child. I don't know if you've heard of her. If you
oh,
haven't,
my God. You're going to talk about it.
The Holistic Spa. Ouch. I'm giving you my Bend and Snap because not only can you get a massage, but happy ever afters are a real thing there, apparently.
We know some people.
Yes, honey. They both
We will
got
not it. Name names.
Nope, but you know who you are. The Holistic Spa Honey Child, we will be there soon.
We
need to go,
no,
honey. I want a happy. No. We have to, like, knock that off of our whatever list. Like,
I literally don't think I could become erect.
You would start cracking.
From a tiny Asian hand on my dick.
Why it gotta be tiny? I can't.
I don't know.
We have got to go to Holistic Spa.
Done. Fine.
Holistic
I will
spa.
Go. And then we will do like a review.
Yes. Yes. A Holistic Spa.
I mean, I haven't gotten a spa. Like when I get a massage, I go to Etant.
I have the yes, Etant. Yes, Etant. She grabbed her little imaginary pearls and said, Etant. Yes, bitch.
For the record, I have only gone because three of my teams from the past have gotten me gift certificates there.
Oh, cute.
Because that place is expensive. But I would definitely go.
Okay. Yours?
Mine is so not cool. I am giving my snaps to ambient sounds.
Girl.
I now have a new nighttime ritual. I used to go to bed with the TV on, and I feel like it... Like, really disturbed my sleep. I
Maybe
would wake
that's
up.
That's what the problem is.
I would wake up and, like, I would wake up and not feel well rested. And now, like, I turn the TV off at, like, whatever time I decide to turn it off at. And, hey, Alexa, play ambient sounds. And she'll ask me what sounds I play. And I'll either play fireplace, thunderstorms, or forest.
Okay. Does On, like, forest a low... have, like, animals?
There's, like, an owl that hoo-hoos.
No.
Like,
don't need a hoo-hoo.
And there's, like, crickets chirping. And, like, the wind blows the leaves a little bit.
See, I like that. I like,
but,
like...
No, it's like you're camping, but, like, a peaceful
I don't
want
to hear animals in my bed. But I do love the fireplace.
The crackling fire. Yes. It has, like...
That and the rain.
And, like, the distant thunderstorm. It's, like, literally, I don't know when I fall asleep because it's fairly quick and I wake up really well rested.
I think the one with the animals is like a post-traumatic stress disorder from being in like Haiti as a child.
Oh my God.
And like trying to go to sleep in like the hot ass desert. I mean, not desert.
You have lizards like,
girl, and they're just making noise. And you got the mosquito net to
oh
keep you from getting bitten. All you hear animals.
Did you not have a roof?
Yeah, girl, but it is Haiti.
Okay.
I mean, you have to sleep with a mosquito net, otherwise...
In your home?
Yes, bitch.
What?
In your home, AC on, mosquito net drawn.
Oh, my God.
Otherwise, you will get attacked, girl.
Really?
Yes, honey.
Holy
they will
shit.
Eat you up like you ain't been et before.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I'm into ambient sounds, though.
Yeah, so, like, yeah.
I would like one with, you know how like in the fall where like the leaves.
They have one. You tell her. Oh, I like that. Like blowing leaves.
Do you know what else I used to love to sleep to? When I lived abroad in Rome, like the sound of the fire trucks, the cop cars.
That would give me anxiety. Someone's dying. Like, I hope it's not on my street.
Oh, my word. Yeah. Okay, so our Who Said That? Okay, but let's do like a little twist on this week.
Right.
On this episode of Who Said That.
Okay.
So instead of our Who Said That, like what we heard, how about like...
Yeah, because I haven't spent a lot of time with people, so I haven't heard anything.
The most embarrassing text or like phone call you've made to the wrong person.
Oh my God, I could run the gamut. Oh my God, there's one that comes to mind.
Oh, tell a sister.
I have to be very careful with how I tell the story. Okay.
So sit back, get your popcorn.
So I've done this to people before where like, so you have your iPhone and then like you get like, it's the lock screen and you get like a message. Like let's say you would text. It would be like, oh, and I would like, I had a setting so I could like read the first sentence. So it would be like, oh, Henry just texted you. Like, hey, do you want to go hang out? And so I would open my phone,
click on it, get the type in,
go to my text messages, and instantly just start texting just texting
your response
because it opens up, and I would respond, not realizing that just because you were the last person that texted me doesn't mean the phone opens up to the last person you were texting with.
It has happened. Yes.
So this particular time was
With like hookups, and I'm like, oh. I'm sorry, I was talking to somebody.
Right? This particular time was a doozy. So I took it upon myself to celebrate the birthday of a cherished friend.
Cherished.
And we did it away. It was a destination birthday, someplace cold. And was having an exchange with the person who owned the home that I was renting or paying for that weekend, and they happened to be in a sports league that I was a part of in the city.
Okay.
And it was like, oh my God, like, it's so funny. I know who you are. Da, da, da. And I was talking to
said person.
I was talking to Danny.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, how's everything going for so-and-so's birthday? I was like, it's going great. Actually, funny story. Because Danny at the time was somewhere else and we were texting. And I was like, yeah, I actually know the person whose place I'm renting. Because they are in one of the sports leagues that I play in the city. Not necessarily football, but plays in one of the sports leagues I'm in the city. I told Danny the person's name. And Danny was like, he's like, that name doesn't sound familiar. Like, what are some other descriptors that you can give me about this person? And then I texted back, you know, brown hair, like, and looking, and athlete. He's a snobby blank. And I'm censoring the blank because I don't want to offend anybody.
Yes.
But I did not send that text to Danny. I actually sent it to the person I was talking about.
I cannot.
It was a low point and still haunts me to this day.
But how did you end up sending it to that person? Were you and that person like texting?
We were texting about like where the keys were going to be.
Oh, because that person owned the house.
Owned the house that I was renting. And it was like a few days beforehand, and it was just getting like the last minute, like, okay, like the place is all set, the keys are here, the code is here. If you have any problems, there was like a back and forth text between us, and like I was responding thinking it was Danny. But I literally did try and get out of it.
I was gonna say, what was his response? How did you clean that up?
Because I realized what I had done, and then oh my God. I responded and I was like, oh my God, I know that probably seems so random and awful, but I was actually watching The Bachelor with my like roommate who's in the other room, and she was asking me who was getting voted out. And I
how long did it take you to figure out this line?
On the cuff, bitch. Like, oh, I could tell you some stories. And I was like, oh, and I yelled. She asked who I wanted to get voted off, and I was like, oh, I want the snobby blank to get voted off.
Oh,
don't know if they believed it, but I tried it.
Oh my girl, that's a good one. That's one for the books.
I got pulled over. I didn't get pulled over. A former quarterback of mine and I were out drinking at a bar, like way out of the city, and we were driving. He had to drive me home, and we got pulled over. He was speeding like a motherfucker. He was like literally 20, 25 miles over the speed limit, got pulled over. He was freaking out because he had been drinking too. Right. I was like, I'm going to pretend that I'm passed out. I'm the drunk and you're the designated driver.
Action.
Yep. I literally fake passed out. The cop literally is like, do you know you're going like 85 and a 60? He's like, yes, sir. I'm so sorry. Like I was actually celebrating my friend got a raise and he got really drunk. I'm the designated driver. He called me. I live out in Natick. I forget where at the time.
Y'all lied to the police.
He didn't lie to the police.
Lesson number two and number three. Don't lie to the police.
It was Ken who lived way outside the city at the time. And he's like, I'm just driving my friend home. He's like, I have to get home back to blah, blah, blah and wake up early. I just had to be a good friend and take him home. And he's like, totally get it, man. Like, I appreciate you for like being the designated driver.
Little did he know.
The cop flashed the light in my face.
And you're just like,
no, I did not react. I did not react.
Eyes don't move.
Don't move. And he totally let Ken go. Like, no ticket, no nothing. He just said, slow down a little bit, get your friend home safe. And like, thank you for like looking out for people.
I can't even. Girl.
Yes.
Okay. So,
pass left.
My, who said that? Girl.
Sorry that took so long.
No, I live for a good story, child.
Oh, yeah, I'm full of them.
Mine.
Do it for the story.
I still don't think I've recovered from this.
What is it?
So I had gone back. Okay, me and Vinny. You met Vinny. Lives in L.A.
Was he your friend that was here was hitting on?
Yes. Yep. He was making out with somebody downstairs.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That blonde boy. from the football league.
Yep.
Anywho. So we had gone to Fire Island, right? And turned it the fuck out. Like,
okay.
I hooked up with this
never been there.
Delicious cop with, a Coke bottle, like 2 liter dick.
Like, damn, girl.
Great dick. And we hooked up, went home to New Orleans for the summer. And like, I'm at the bar with one of my girlfriends, like after a long night of drinking, just like shooting the shit. And she's like, yo, tell me about Fire Island. So I'm like,
oh my God, tell you.
Girl. So I start telling her the story of every detail of like, everything.
Like the sex.
Everything that went down with the cop. Like the details of his penis and like the different ways we had sex and all of the like.
Okay, it was a
top to bottom, start to finish, detail. We finished the conversation. I look up at my phone on the bar. I'm getting anxious even just talking about it. I had called my mom.
No.
It had gone straight to voicemail and had left her a voicemail of the entire entire conversation.
That Dude, does not happen.
I was mortified.
Disgusted. I would die.
And I feel like I'm going to pass out now just thinking about it.
Wait, what did you do? Did you tell your mom to not listen to her message?
She listened to it. And like, we had a conversation and I was like, It was a bad point. We were in a really bad spot for a minute because I was very articulate and descriptive of our situation. And my mom...
Let me guess. It wasn't vanilla sex.
It was. There was nothing vanilla about it. And my mom hearing me talk about getting plowed by a big dick cop on her cell phone.
I
her
can't.
Only child. Her baby.
I'm getting like...
Girl,
that's all. That's horrible.
Awful.
Oh wow. Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah. I feel ill. Like that's.
All right. I need to drink to that. Yeah. Lord have mercy.
Cheers to. Oh God.
Fix it, yeah, Jesus.
Fix it.
I think that is the perfect segue into the closing.
Yeah.
This has been a fun episode.
This really has. I've missed this.
We need to actually start doing it.
Regularly.
Try to.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much we can talk about. Football's coming up soon.
So, I mean, like two episodes. Yeah. Let's give them two more episodes before the season starts, right?
I bet we can put it in. Definitely at least one. Let's aim for two. Two.
Love it.
Two is the expectation.
Okay. I think we should talk about your goal for February.
Oh, I thought we were wrapping up.
We are wrapping up.
Okay, well.
I think this could be a challenge that people could do from, like, this point on.
Okay. You know what? You're right. I'm not shy about this.
No, I love it.
I think it's healthy.
Yeah.
I'm at this advanced age. I feel like I have knowledge and I'm giving it. So a lot of my friends were no fun because they were having like dry January.
Mm-hmm.
Like no drink. Like, and I get it.
Twas not us.
I know myself. I could not do that. I don't know if it makes me weak.
You could.
But I think it makes me fun. But I couldn't do it. So I'm doing my own variation of a dry February where I'm choosing to not be on any of the quote-unquote apps.
I love it.
There is no Grindr.
I love it.
There is no Scruff. There is no...
No Flickr, no Twitter. What's that? Tinder?
There is Tinder. I will take, like, well, because I don't, like, because Tinder, like, I find dates on Tinder.
But
I
want you wouldn't to find date a date that some... you want to fuck on Tinder?
No. Tinder's not, like, let's meet up in 30 minutes and,
okay, that's fair.
Like,
that's fair.
Go
that's
to
fair.
Pound Town. Like, and, like, I find myself that sometimes, as I'm sure many of our listeners do, like wasting
a lot
so
of time.
Much time.
A lot.
Like, this is part of the reason why I'm going to bed so early and peacefully, because I don't like go to bed and then get on an app for an hour and then like have to like be like, oh, like, yeah, I told you I was gonna like be around,
but I'm
yeah,
going to sleep.
I'm going to sleep. Like, I don't
know. That is the routine.
Yeah, it's the routine. Yeah. Like, and I'm just so like tired of it. And it's like, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get rid of them.
I didn't tell you. I've been doing the challenge too.
Have you really?
Yes, girl. I was like, okay. The
it's,
second,
it's like
you told me it's liberating.
It, and I'm not having sex.
But I am going to Fort Lauderdale this weekend.
Oh. You can have a break.
I have to have a you break in Fort break. Lauderdale. And then when I come back, done. Monday, no more back to the grind. I love it though.
I find myself not in the time suck, going to bed earlier. And just, I don't know, I just feel better.
Yeah, so if you're up in the challenge, girl, it's a leap year, so February is even a
it's
day
longer than normal,
which Miller.
You just realized.
I know.
That's funny. But like, and I'm still having sex, but just with people that I am not meeting on apps. Like
that
people that I
have in your phone.
One of them you know.
Oh.
He has one mutual friend.
Who's the mutual friend?
Well, you're the mutual friend.
Oh.
Oh, so yeah, so... Because I'm friends
with... Oh!
I know.
Okay, what does this person look like?
Are we Eskimo brothers?
I don't know. Let's find out. What does this person look like?
He plays the piano. He lives in JP.
Yes, we're Eskimo. He is fun, girl.
I can't! Smokes a lot of weed.
He is fun. With that damn cat. We're officially Eskimo.
I never thought it would happen.
Yeah,
oh,
so
my
finally.
God. That's... Hi, Larry.
Oh, my word. Yes, honey.
Oh, that's where it was last Friday or two Fridays ago. He's so nice.
He is
so
nice.
I would never date him.
I actually, I
thought about it before I went over there.
I was like, hey, do you want to like actually go on like date?
He's so smart.
I'm a, not a solo person. What do you call those? I forget, but yeah. A loner or something like that. And I was like, okay. He is fun though. Yes, honey. I can't believe it.
So funny.
Cannot believe it. It's a matter of, it's like,
yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
We've been friends for how long?
A very long
time. And this is the first person we've had.
I'm sure there's probably going to be a couple more.
I don't know. I feel like maybe.
I feel like my helicopter, you would enjoy, like, he plays tennis.
Oh, helicopter.
Yeah.
Yes. You did show me a picture of him.
Yeah. You need to.
I would be into that.
Yeah.
Okay, Valentine's Day.
Wait, still recording! Valentine's Day is next week. Yes. I have no plans. How about you?
I'll be in FLL.
Oh my God, yeah. What am I going to do?
I can Skype you or like...
I'm going to dinner by myself or with a friend.
Go with a friend.
I think I know what friend I'm going with.
Who?
I'm not going to put it all out there.
Okay, I'm into it. To all you lovers out there.
I have a friend that I do Valentine's with. I think we've done it 2 years in a row. It's like our... We're like non-Valentine's Valentine's. That's, it's like, cute. Fuck you, Valentine's. I'm just going to hang out with my good, trusted friend.
There's a boy who I did ask the other day if he would, I asked someone if he would be my Valentine.
No, you didn't.
Who? The boy that I had upstairs, like.
Did you really? Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's cute. What did he say?
He was like, yeah, I'd love to be your Valentine's. And I was like, well, okay, but there's but a I'm not thing. Gonna be I won't here, be bro. Here on Valentine's. He's like, okay, yeah, whatever. I know our. Flag season's coming up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody again back on the field.
Yeah.
New changes. You are allowed to sign up.
Has that been announced? I don't think it's been announced yet. So just find your partners.
Wait, isn't it like you could sign up with two other people, like how it usually is?
I think so.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh.
So find
find your partners. And it's fixing to be a fun season. Oh my God, there's a lot gonna go on this season, girl.
Why?
With the drag show and.
Oh my God, that's. Oh my God. I love the drag show.
Stay tuned for what is to be a lit 2020.
And you know what? My track season will be over by then.
This year. Yes!
So, none of that shit.
Yes!
Thank God.
Godiva is gonna be around from start to finish.
Yes, honey. I will. I'll be part of the opening number.
Come on now.
I cannot wait.
All right.
See you on the fields.
Yeah. Well, no. See you next episode.
Next episode. Yes. See you next episode. Until then, stay snatched
with wig
and weave.
Yay.